The Disability HIV and AIDS Trust has worked extensively to explore challenges faced by people with disabilities when accessing health, particularly HIV and AIDS services. It says most of the challenges stem from commonly held misconceptions among health personnel that people living with disabilities are not sexually active. The organization says government initiatives to stop new HIV infections continue to sideline people with disabilities, with the National AIDS Strategic Plan for 2008 to 2015 not even mentioning a single strategy to address the challenges faced by the disabled community in curbing HIV and AIDS infection. In a baseline study in 2012, the United Nations said HIV and AIDS and disability is an emerging issue and cause for concern, as people living with disabilities are at a higher risk of exposure to HIV infection due to social exclusion and rejection. The report noted that apart from being excluded from national HIV and AIDS programs, the disabled also often face lack of confidentiality at voluntary counseling and testing centers due to the presence of an interpreter. Jesse Dube, a nurse, says the health delivery system has no policy or program to equip caregivers with the skills and knowledge needed to effectively assist disabled people in HIV prevention. She says, added to this, most healthcare centers are inaccessible to disabled people, leaving them at the mercy of relatives and strangers in order to access services.
When we're looking at HIV issues, it is very difficult for them to access these materials because most of them, if they are blind, they cannot read. And these things are in print and they are not on braille.
Dube adds that most people with disabilities are vulnerable to sexual abuse, which makes it even more critical for them to be part of national health strategies, which focus on HIV prevention.
We just hope that the government would consider such issues when they are looking at the rights of the disabled. And when we are looking at their vulnerability, you can realize that even the community might abuse them and it might entail them getting HIV at the end of the day. But they don't even have that information. They don't know where they're supposed to go. They don't know where they're supposed to report. They don't know what they're supposed to do when it comes to HIV issues.
Daniel Moyo is wheelchair bound following a polio attack when he was young. He says to most people in the disabled community, HIV is a death sentence. He says there's need for government to provide reliable information on HIV for people living with disabilities, as they get most of their information from peers.
HIV and AIDS is still a death sentence. Is it true that you can live with the virus? I think there must be advocates that help to understand that HIV is not a death sentence.
Program coordinator Anna Penduga says they are struggling to provide information on HIV for people living with disabilities, such as sign language and braille, due to lack of money.
And also when you look at disability, it has got various degrees. When you look at maybe somebody who is physically challenged, limbs, maybe, you know, a short leg or, you know, the hands, their needs are different from those from each category. So at times you find, even in programming, we're not able to provide for the necessary equipment for them, like for those with sight impairment, we are not yet in a position to provide braille.
Organizations advocating for disability rights have challenged government to use human rights-based interventions for the disabled people living with HIV, saying the disability grant, which is the only funding from government, is inadequate and the process of acquiring it is cumbersome. According to the National Association of Societies for the Care of the Handicapped, Zimbabwe has a population of almost 1.8 million people living with disabilities. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Notando Smanda.